Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Hey, real quick, you have 2 days left to join our course at the extremely markdown prices that you will never see again. Dropshipbreakthrough.com/Black Friday. You can get the launchpad version of our course for $497. That is the entire first chunk of our course where it'll give you everything you need to get started, everything you need to launch a business. Or if you want the full course that includes another 160 plus videos on the growth side of things, how you can take your business to eight figures, or how John and I have taken businesses to eight figures, you can find that at dropshipbreakthrough.com/join. That comes with a copy of Superstore, a premium theme for your Shopify website. It comes with an elite membership trial. That is everything we have. You can come get that at a severely marked down price that you will never see again. This is good for a couple more days. December 31st at midnight, this is coming down and you will never see these prices again. So if you've been waiting, time is ticking. It is almost out. And if you want to get in, now is the time. Look for both of those links in the show notes, and I hope to see a bunch of you inside. Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast, episode 100. To be honest and say, I didn't know if we would get here. I had a goal of getting here, but wow, 100 episodes, John. Some of them, of course, replays and Patreon thrown in there, but that's a lot of content to put out on a podcast feed.
Yeah, I wouldn't say surprised that we made it this far. but I'm pretty chuffed about that. And, you know, it's been a little over 12 months too. So, you know, I mean, just over a year. I think, what did we start in October? Mm-hmm. Was it October 2021? So, yeah, I mean, I think that's a pretty good achievement. Pat on the back.
Well, the average podcast doesn't even make it to episode 8. So the fact that we're here, yeah, and you can kind of see it in our numbers, just this huge growth. So, you know, to that point, over 200,000 listens to this point. I wish I had like an actual unique number here to say, but like, that is so much time people are spending with you and I. Thank you to everyone behind the headphones or the earbuds or the car speakers or whatever you're listening, the TV. Like, wow. I don't know. I'm blown away by it. And like, you know, we've had somewhere around 400 students come in that amount of time too. Like, that's amazing. Including some people who said, I'm just going to use what you're giving away for free on this podcast and start a business. I think that has been an amazing side effect. I wasn't really anticipating how many people would take action just listening to your and I's voice every week.
Yeah. And I think that's been a major part of, you know, keeping it going for 100 episodes. I mean, not that it's at any point really felt difficult. I mean, we have a lot of fun doing this. So it's like literally one of the easiest things I do. Like, feels like one of the easiest things I do, because it's, you know, we're talking about stuff we love. You know, I think we enjoy talking to each other. In fact, that's how the podcast started, right? It was just, we were talking every week and we said, well, why don't we start recording this stuff? But I think a big part of it is knowing how many people are listening to it and seeing, like, I don't know if you're listening, me and Ben can, you know, see on a day-to-day basis how many people are downloading the show, how many new people are listening to the show every week and every month. And I think for me, that's been a massive motivator. So a massive, massive thank you to everybody who's listening or who has listened. But I think the other thing that really has amazed me in the last 12 months is seeing all of the people, and usually we see them in the Dropship Tribe, which is our free Facebook group, which anyone can join. People who have started a business just based on listening to the show, right? Like, they've taken the first steps, they've set something up, and maybe they haven't got all of the information they'll ultimately need, but this podcast has helped people take a step in life that they might not have otherwise have taken. And to me, that is literally 100% the reason why we do what we do, is to help people do something in their lives that is going to change the trajectory of their life for the better, obviously. And so that was always and remains sort of our goal, both for doing our course and doing everything that we do in the dropshipping space. So I see that people saying that they're doing that at a much higher rate than I first thought we would when we got started. So I'm blown away by that, and certainly makes me want to be doing this at episode 200 and 300 and beyond. I mean, I don't think we have any plans to slow down here. So yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah, just recently I flew to Vegas, hung out with my friend Scott, who he helped Tony Robbins create Business Mastery. He was the one of the head trainers, master trainer, I think is what they called for Tony Robbins back in the day. Very, very bright guy. And he sat down with me and we did a Wired to Win program where he really extracted my values and my rules for those values. And one of them was contribution. And it made sense. Like you said, this is fun and it's easy. This might be the easiest thing I've ever done. And I think it's just because we have so much knowledge. We have so much experience. There is no fear there because we are prepared. Like we just can spout this stuff every day. We love talking about it and we're contributing. The fact that people have taken this podcast and started their own business is fucking incredible. So if that's you listening to this, kudos to you. I'm proud of you. Look, episode 100, amazing. We're going to make it to 200. I guarantee that. But for this one, we wanted to do something a little different. And I challenged John to come up with a few things. What are some things that we've been able to do because of high ticket dropshipping that without high ticket dropshipping or without us starting something else that was also as successful as we have been, we wouldn't have been able to do. I think some of these were easy to name and then some of them were harder and some of them are not maybe what you would expect. And so like, I'm very interested to see, I know like my list is pretty simple. It makes me smile when I look at it, but I'm curious to see yours, John. So like, why don't you lead it off? What is one thing that like has changed in your life or you've done in your life that you wouldn't have been able to do otherwise?
Yeah, maybe the first thing I think of is what I've been able to, I think, invest in that I wasn't able to invest in at the time that I started, certainly. So one of the things that I had in my mind when I started dropshipping, and all of the things I'm going to say on this episode are all reflections of what I first thought of, like I wanted to achieve by getting into business in the first place. I didn't have like cool or sexy things, at least not to what some people would think of, but I think they're cool and sexy because they're the things I set out to achieve. And I've done those all better, right? So the first one is like being able to have an amount of money each week or month or year or whatever time frame that I can invest into things that are not business but that produce a return. So that idea of passive income, building wealth, et cetera, right? So one of the things I've been able to do, certainly at a much greater rate than I could when I had a job. So I had done a little bit of this when I had a job, but now I can do it at a much greater rate, as in I can put more in a shorter amount of time, is real estate. So I've owned a bunch of properties here in Australia over the time since I've been dropshipping. And profits from business and other businesses that I've run since I started dropshipping as well, like online businesses, has enabled me to invest money into real estate. And some of that I own now, and some of that I've bought and sold in the time I've been dropshipping for profit, which then has given me more money to return back into investments. So that's the rate at which I can do that now is way higher than if I was still working in my career. I probably wouldn't be getting much paid much more per year because wage growth is pretty stagnant here, right? As it is in most of the Western world. So I would be way behind where I am now if I had have kept working that 9-to-5 job.
Where else are you putting it? Like, I don't know. I feel like we could do a whole episode on this, but like, where else are you putting your money? I'm sure people want to know, like you're making profits.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
You want to get out. For me, it was like, I need to get out of debt first. Right. But after that, like you better like put your money to work. Right. So it can continue working for you so that you can build wealth, like you said. So, real estate, my wife and I also would like to do short-term rentals, ideally one in every like city that we love around the country. So we have a place to go when we want to go. Love real estate. Where else are you putting your money, John?
Yeah, so a bit of a smoky from me that most people wouldn't expect. There's an Australian term for
what's a smoky?
A smoky. It's like a kind of like it's kind of like a horse racing term, like a betting term. Like when you bet on a smoky, it's like one that's got really high odds that you're not expecting.
Okay.
To be there, right? So, awesome. So for me, it's like yeah, nice one. So for me, it's so I actually own and run a caravan. Or RV if you're in the US, rental business. So my wife and I own a bunch of caravans that we rent out to people. you know, and they take them for a little holidays and whatever. And so at the moment in Australia, these have a this has a really great rate of return. So it's about 20% annually on your investment sort of thing, which or higher if you do it right. So, you know, I take money that I make from business and elsewhere, and every now and then I purchase a caravan with that, which is cool because it gives me a big tax deduction in Australia because I can deduct all of that from my income, which the more you make, the more you need. Yeah, we rent them out to people. And, you know, my wife manages most of that. I don't personally do a lot of it, but yeah, it's not the return on that at this point's not nowhere near as big as what I make from online businesses. But once again, in terms of the money that goes into it, it provides a great return, way better than the stock market, better than real estate at the moment as well, or rentals or anything like that from real estate. So once again, it was just an opportunity I identified about 18 months ago, I think we started. And yeah, we've just been sort of expanding into that when there's a chunk of cash sitting around. Rather than leaving it in the bank, you know, it goes into a caravan or something like that. And the great thing in Australia at the moment is that you can own one for 3 years and sell it for nearly pretty much the same amount you bought it for. It's one of those the crazy post-COVID things that happen.
Are you putting it anywhere else, John?
No, that's the majority of it. I mean, I will say, you know, we hold some stocks and some funds and things like that for sure, me and my wife. But I think obviously at the moment that's not a particularly attractive prospect in a lot of ways. So we have some long-term holds there and things like that that we go into, we put a bit of extra money into, but that's those two first two places, real estate and the rentals, that's primarily where most of it goes.
Well, I would say for me, speaking of bad returns, I own a lot of Bitcoin. Look, I'm a long-term hodler, as they would say. I'm a big believer in that asset. Is it, you know, I could do a whole podcast on why I think it is the strongest asset that has ever existed. What it blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so I own that. You know, might look bad now. My brother likes to give me plenty of shit about how bad it looks now. But I think it'll be all right in the future. And yeah, I think I want to ride down that same path for my first one, investing, right? So I did a lot of investing in me. And I think that's really important to distinguish is that like you can always be better. It's easy to frame this as like you will be great when you. And so you think that you constantly need to be fixed. It's the reason so many people go to 50 Tony Robbins seminars because they constantly think they need to be fixed, that you aren't perfect now. It's honestly, if you want to go there, John, that is my beef with religion, that you are broken and that only Jesus can save you. That means you're always fucking broken. You're not broken. And so like I invested in myself to just continue getting better. I wanted to get rid of some of the limiting beliefs I had. And so I took a large chunk of the money that when I exited the last business and invested in myself. And I bought a lot of coaching time with Elliot Rowe, who is not fucking cheap. I believe right now he charges $2,500 an hour, which is just bananas. Good for that guy. And he's doing great work in the world. And I pay him slightly less than that, but also, you know, a decent amount. And he's done wonders for me mentally. He invited me to his mastermind where I've been able to sit with some of the absolute literal best in the world at what they do, people, which that alone will change your mindset, just being in a room of people like that. I've been able to go to lots of conferences. I go to every e-commerce fuel. If you're in e-commerce fuel, listen to this. I'll see you at the next one. I believe in San Diego in March. I've been able to I went to a conference for Ryan Moran, which led me to meet George Bryan. I joined his mastermind for a year, just investing in myself to get better because there is no finish line. There's not a point where it's like I've made it. I just want to keep getting better and better at my craft, getting better and better at my mindset, and getting better and better just in business overall. And so that's, I would say that has allowed me to do a lot of this stuff that there's no way I would have done any of that prior to, you know, being in online business and making money from online business.
Yeah. I think that's in it, like just as a bit of a sideline comment. I think that's something that anybody who's listening who's close to the start of their journey should take on board is, I think, you know, if somebody's getting into business, the first thing they should be doing is reinvesting in themselves. Like, you know, I think that's before anything else. I think that's something I would think about more if I had my time again. Like, I've invested a lot in myself, more, maybe probably less in certain areas than I should do or should have, but certainly in the space of learning how to do what I consider myself an expert at, which is marketing. Like, I've spent a lot of money learning in that space, right, over the last 8 years as well, like thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, learning from people who are, you know, in various forms, who are better than me at those things. And that's, you know, contributed to, you know, my progress in a massive way, which, you know, if I had to work everything out myself, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't still be doing this, I don't think, for sure. So,
what else is on your list?
Massive. Look, so the next thing I've been able to do, you know, as a result of being in business is, you know, which once again has been massive for me and our family, is that, you know, my partner, wife, Catherine, hasn't had to work for the last 6 years, I want to say. I'm not sure the exact dates around that. I can't remember. It's been so long. But, you know, Catherine hasn't had to work, and that's not, I don't want to put that in the sort of sense like, oh, I told my wife she doesn't have to work sort of thing and she just does what she's told. That's not the reality of how that works. If she wants to go and work, she's more than welcome to, or do anything really. She's got the free, that's her thing, right? But the pressure hasn't been there for her to do that. So previously when I started business, both me and her were both working full time, you know, 45 plus hours a week. You know, and we wanted to have more kids and do all of that sort of thing, which obviously is a much harder experience for a working woman than it is a working man, right? So her not having to work to have enough income for the family, which is why she was doing it previously, has been massive for us to be able to grow our, expand our family, have more kids, and have them grow up in a fantastic nurturing environment where there's not that pressure for, and once again, this is not to criticize anybody who does work. You've got to do what you have to do at the time, right? But in terms of what I would consider, you know, the health of our children, the health of our family, that's been like an absolute game changer. I don't think we would have been able to be where we are as a group if we were both still working full time. Or even if one of us was working full time in a traditional career. So that was one of the things that I had in my mind to be able to do when I first decided to open my first high ticket dropshipping business. And so that's been the case and it's still the case, which I think for me is a massive, massive win.
Yeah, I'm gonna ride your coattails and say same here, right? So my wife, Heather, told me her dream was to just be a stay-at-home mom. She wanted to be the best fucking mom in the world and be a stay-at-home mom. And at the time, I was like, you know, aspirational of this moment, but I wasn't ready yet either. And then, you know, 2020 came and we had set a date and COVID shoved her out of her job before we were ready, but it was the perfect time. And then she's just been a stay-at-home mom ever since. And so honestly, a blessing. I can't imagine sending my kid is 17 months old and to think that he'd be in daycare for like a year now. There's no chance. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. I enjoy that she's home every day. I enjoy that I can sneak home, or I was working at home for a while, or they can come visit me at the office. And so, yeah, retiring her, giving her what she wants in order for her to thrive in the environment she wants to be in has been incredible. Like, I don't know. I'm just super happy for her. I'm happy for us as a family. And to your point, John, I don't think us, or more specifically our children, would be where they are in life if mom wasn't home all the time. I think another big thing for me that kind of happened in that same year, John, is like, we got to winter in Florida. I can't tell you how long I have been dreaming, and not necessarily Florida. I'm definitely not trying to build up Florida by any means, but like, I can't tell you how long I have hated winter. Every year, for as long as I can remember, I would walk outside and be like, why the fuck do we live here? Winter sucks, like really bad. There's nothing good about it. All you skiers and snowboarders, shut the hell up. Like, it's not fun up here. It's cool to go snowmobiling bar to bar. Let's go have a drink and then ride our snowmobile. Like, I don't get it. I've never been part of that culture. And so like, my whole life, I've been like, how do I become a snowbird? And forever, I thought the rules around it, you know, the rules I built in my head were that you had to be old. You had to retire so that you could retire to Arizona, to Florida, to New Mexico, whatever it was. And 2020 came around. I had exited that business for a decent chunk of change. I was on a call with Elliot and I said, he's like, how you doing, mate? And I'm like, oh man, it just dumped a foot. I hate this place. And he's like, so leave. And I don't, it just didn't occur to me that I could do this. And I'm like, what do you mean? And he's like, dude, first off, you're rich. Second off, get out. Like, you don't have to be there. Right. And I was like, immediately my brain threw a bunch of excuses at him. School this, whatever. And he was like, your kids are, you know, it's COVID. Your kids are online schooling. Just go. So then we looked and it was like, honestly, pretty reasonably affordable, if I'm honest with you. And so we went. We just, that was it. And we've done it every year since. In fact, whenever, I'm not sure when this one's coming out, the 29th of December, I'll be leaving a few days after that to go do it again. And so like, it's only been getting longer, which I hope to get even longer and longer and never see some snow in my life again. But that's been such a beautiful thing for something I've been dreaming about since I was a little kid. Just like, how do I make this happen? Like, Wisconsin summers are glorious. I love it here. The sun shines from 5 a.m. till 9:30 at night. That is, yeah. It's awesome. It's beautiful here, but I want to get out of here the rest of the time. And I wasn't sure how to make that possible. And dropshipping, honestly, dropshipping solely has brought that to me. And Elliot yelling at me, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm a little bit similar in that when I was working my career before I got anywhere with dropshipping, I was very much tied to living in or around a capital city in Australia, right? Because that's where my career was based. I couldn't have lived a long distance away. And the choices of where you can live there, I mean, I was in Sydney at the time, which at the time, once again, was one of the most expensive cities in the world to live in. You know, I've always loved being near the ocean, right? Ever since many years ago, I lived in Thailand in a bungalow right next to the ocean. Ever since then, I've absolutely loved it. And I always wanted to get back there. But it just wasn't possible doing what I used to do. So one of the things I've been able to do since I, you know, found success with dropshipping is that it's allowed me to go and live somewhere in Australia that I want to live. One of my favorite places in the country, which is the Sunshine Coast, we're able to live here. I live literally a block over from the beach. And so if I want to be on the beach every day, I can be on the beach every day. And there is, once again, I have the time freedom to do that, but also I can live here. I don't live near a capital city very close. I don't live in a capital city and I don't have to be tied to that. And so once again, for me, being able to, like, from a mental perspective and being able to be where you want to be, like, that in and of itself, I think enables you to be much more successful as well, because you don't have, there's like, I think if you're not where you want to be, I think there's a lot of inner turmoil that comes along with that, even if you don't recognize it, right? If the place you feel like you have to live somewhere, I think, you know, there's a certain happiness that comes from knowing you are where you want to be, right? And so for me, I think that, once again, one of the things I count as the cool things about what I do is that I, you know, if that changes, if I said, well, I want to go and live in the snow, like, as if, but if that did change, I could do that, right? I could go and move to a different part of Australia where there's lots of snow during winter, and that would be totally fine. I could do that tomorrow if I wanted to. Not, once again, that I would dream of being anywhere else right now, but yeah, that for me is being really cool.
The next last one I have is more of a America specific thing. I know there's a lot of Americans listening to this compared to other countries, but this is very American specific. Number one, you can get, and I hesitate to show these online, I'll flash them quick, the Capital One card and the Amex card that we've talked about before, dropshipbreakthrough.com/Capital One or /Amex, where you rack up so many rewards running a business like this. Honestly, you don't even need to be profitable to be reaping the rewards. You can run a break-even business and just collect that 2% from Capital One and rack up miles. We want you to be profitable, of course. And the more profitable you are, the more points you make. And so, like, I've been able to travel to places I couldn't imagine. Honestly, I grew up quite broke. Like, we just weren't well off as a family. And so it was difficult for us to take any vacations. When we did, it was like load up in the van. My dad took, you know, one of those terrible credit card offers, and then we drove to Colorado to see family, or we went to New Mexico one summer, or Texas to see the Alamo or whatever. Like, and so, like, I didn't have any aspirations, number one, to leave this country, let alone like go to Thailand, which I fell in love with. If you've never been to Thailand, I think you might fall in love too. And I ended up going there 4 times. all for free, all in comfortable seats. Sometimes laying down is the points added up. I've been to China. I've been to all of the masterminds I'm part of there in Salt Lake City, or visiting Scott in Vegas, or our business was in Charlotte. I had to go there once a month, and just like all of that was free. All of that added up very, very quickly. To your Amex points account, which you can transfer to Delta. I'm sure I've done some content on that somewhere on here as far as like how to maximize that. But like the benefits that you get from that, if you have any sense of adventure, if one of your core values is adventure and you love to travel, you can do some really cool things. And you know, you can bring your family along. I think I talked about on a different episode, like we winter in Florida, my wife and the kids fly down there. All three kids, even the 1 year old, gets his own seat in first class because we can, right? Like the points are there. And so, you know, shout out to Amex for doing what they're able to do for us. And you know, thank you, Alan Walton, formerly a Fly Guy, for teaching me how to move those points around and maximize those and be able to do some really, really cool things. But more importantly, thanks to the business I built that just spits off these rewards that allow me to do really cool things.
Yeah, that's awesome.
What's the last one on your list, John? I know you got one more.
Look, I think the last one, certainly, which is, I guess I alluded to before, I mean, once again, which all comes back to what I set out to do in the beginning, which was all for me, rather than being about massive amounts of money, it was all about time freedom, right? So people know my story. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, I was working really long hours, lots of commuting, lots of traveling interstate, you know, managing a team around the country and all of that sort of thing. And so I was never at home. Right, maybe like an hour a day when at the time I had one child, when my child was awake. So I'd barely ever see them. And, you know, I thought, well, I want to have more children. And I just can't bear to never see them, right? Like, how am I going to be a good parent? Like, this is what was in my mind, right? This was my fear, if you like. We've talked about fear on this show recently. But one of my fears was, how am I going to be a good parent if I never see my kids, right? Like, that just didn't compute. So I said, well, I've got to do something to change that dynamic. And so ever since then, I've had three more kids. You know, I've got four, as once again, I've talked about before. For the last three, I've been at home literally every day of their life. Majority of that time, I mean, I've worked out in an office, yes, that I've had a business office and, you know, all of that sort of thing. But when I go there, it's been my choice. If I want to stay at home the whole day, and yes, do a bit of work from home, but be here for like 4 or 5 hours with my kids rather than one, I can do that like every day. And I've done that for really, really long stretches of time around when they were born, you know, and on and off, you know, if I need to go and do something with my kids, I just go and do it, which is not something I could ever do before. And so I think for me, probably that if I look at it in hindsight, that's probably my biggest win. Or the thing that I think is coolest about you know, this whole journey that I've personally been on and what's come of it to this point, right? And it's a continuing journey. It's always a continuing journey, and I'm gonna work out new things I want to reach for, and you're always thinking about that. But if I looked back on, you know, what I wanted to achieve when I first started out 8 years ago, and I hit some of these things well before 8 years. I've ticked every box, which to me, I mean, there's no flashy stories here, right? With me anyway, there's no Lambos, there's, you know, I don't own a private jet, blah, 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 or any of that garbage. But I've done I've achieved everything I set out to achieve in the beginning. And I think that's, you know, to me, that's success.
I think that a lot of people listening to this probably just resonated with that, where they just, you know, want to spend more time with their family. And so thank you. 100 episodes. Thank you so much. If you've listened once, if you listen to all 100, thank you so much for that. Thank you to everyone who started a business from listening to this. We appreciate every single one of you. And so this is our last episode that we are recording for the year. Thank you for joining us in 2022, and I can't wait for 2023.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for The Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out The Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.